continued dictation on Roseanne McCulley, McCulley. Dear Jar Bush and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Roseanne McCulley for a neurological evaluation. The paragraph. As you may remember, she was evaluated and diagnosed at Stanford University developing generalized fatigue and collapse with thiamine deficiency, but not of a reported etiology. She gives a history of development of chronic pain following gastrointestinal surgery for reasons that are entirely uncertain. New paragraph. She has been treated for continuous pain. With duloxetine, pregabalin, and hydrocodone. With some but incomplete benefit. New paragraph. The nature of her pain would suggest that she has a chronic neuropathy. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today is not overly rewarding as far as evidence for any neurological disorder. New paragraph. Reflexes are preserved. There are no pathological primitive signs. Sensory examination remains intact. But she seems to have diffuse sensory tenderness as a manifestation of the etiology of her symptoms. New paragraph. In consideration of this history and presentation, we are obtaining her Stanford records for review. New paragraph. Additional laboratory testing for nutritional analysis will need to be completed. New paragraph, she completed the pain outcomes profile today, demonstrating an overall scores of 60 to 75% presence of mobility, activities of daily living, vitality, with symptoms of negative affect and fear, with an increased affective index of 70 and physical index of 66. No.
Okay.
New paragraph. Certainly, there is depression contributing to her clinical symptoms. New paragraph. I'm having her complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires for further evaluation of her capacity while we obtain laboratory testing for polyneuropathy and nutritional assessment risk factors. New paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation with those reports with further recommendations and sign respectfully with my professional signature.